This episode of the Walk On Mentality podcast is brought to you by Goodwill Provisions. Are you ready to take your health and wellness journey to the next level? If so, look no further than Goodwill Provisions, your partner in holistic, athletic nutrition. Goodwill believes that true well-being encompasses more than just physical fitness. It's about nurturing your mind, body, and soul to achieve peak human performance. Their provisions range from the mushroom-powered Dawn Patrol superfoods, which go perfect in your morning coffee or post-workout smoothie, to whey protein, creatine, and even CoQ10 to help you stay focused and energized throughout the day. As part of the Walk On Mentality community, you get an exclusive perk. Head over to goodwillprovisions.com to explore their offerings and treat yourself to a healthier journey. Use code MENTALITY at checkout and you'll unlock a fantastic 15% off your order. Thanks for supporting the podcast, and I can't wait to hear what you think about the supplements. Remember, no limits. This episode of the Walk On Mentality podcast is brought to you by Powders. Only the good stuff. I'm deep in marathon prep right now with about 4 weeks till I go for a sub-3 marathon at the Houston Marathon. And lately, I haven't been hydrating with anything other than Powders electrolytes. With 500 milligrams of sodium, 5,000 milligrams of coconut water, and zero added sugar, this electrolyte powder is best in class. They've got a great variety of flavors with pink lemonade, fruit punch, and lemon lime. But most importantly, the ingredients are all natural, non-GMO, zero sucralose, and like I said at the beginning, only the good stuff. Powders also has excellent greens powders for daily usage, as well as phenomenal pre-workout for that buzz before you hit the gym for a session. You can use the discount code MENTALITY at checkout for 10% off to support me and the podcast. Remember, no limits. Are you tired of feeling like your clothes are too tight, uncomfortable, or never your size? What about feeling like you never have the right apparel for the various occasions that you're doing on a month-to-month basis? At the end of the day, you look good, you feel good, and you feel good, you play good. And that's in every area of your life. And if that resonates with you, look no further. I'd like to introduce you to the Roan Commuter Collection. Roan's Commuter Collection is flexible and breathable. There's a product for every occasion. Mobility is everything, and it makes looking good easy. Not to mention, with Gold Fusion anti-odor technology, you never have to worry about your pits reeking. If any of that resonated with you, then my friend, you are in the right place. The Commuter Collection can get you through any workday and straight into whatever comes next. So head to roan.com/mentality and use promo code MENTALITY to save 20% off your entire order. That's 20% off your entire order when you head to roane.com/mentality and use code MENTALITY. It's time to find your office comfort. If you're like me, you like to train hard. And if you train hard, it's incredibly important that you take the time to prioritize rest and recovery so that you can come back better. And one of the ways I set myself up to come back better is by rocking the Kane Revive. The Kane Revive is designed to stimulate recovery from the ground up, created for moments of athletic transition, made to support and renew the feet before and after workouts. Kane is made with Bounce Back Foam, a breakthrough biofoam created from sustainable Brazilian sugar cane. The shoes are odor and bacteria resistant, quick drying, and ultra durable. They were developed in partnership with Dr. Daniel Geller, an authority in the treatment of foot and ankle injuries in elite runners, cyclists, and triathletes. Head to the link in the show notes to support the Walk On Mentality podcast and get yourself a pair. Come back better. What is good, everybody? This is your host, Jackson Mitchell, and we are back with the first episode of the Walk On Mentality podcast of 2024, which is crazy to say considering it feels like just yesterday it was 2023. 2023 was an unbelievable year. I learned so much about myself, so much about the people closest to me. I learned about healing. I learned about, you know, what it really means to take ownership and truly create the life that you want to live. Because, you know, if you keep up with me, you know that I talk a lot now about the fact that it's up to you, it's up to us to decide what it is that we want for our lives and then take the necessary action to create those realities for ourselves. It's not just going to happen to us. But with clear intentions and action, we can in fact create whatever it is that we desire. So I learned a ton, and I was thinking, you know, what is the mission this year? what do I want to achieve? And there's a lot of things, right? Like I sat down, I listed out my personal goals, my professional goals, my physical fitness goals, and the goals that Kaylin and I have in our relationship. And, you know, there's a great list, but, you know, when I think about broadly speaking, a lot of what I want to do this year, what I plan to do this year is about building the anterior mid cingulate cortex in my brain, which if you don't know what the anterior mid cingulate cortex is, I cannot recommend highly enough that you listen to David Goggins and Andrew Huberman's discussion about building immense inner strength. It was on Dr. Huberman's most recent podcast, and it was a phenomenal conversation. I don't typically love listening to podcasts that are longer than an hour, 90 minutes. And I don't remember how long this one was. I think it may have even been closer to like 2.5 hours. I'm looking now. It's 2 hours and like 37 minutes. And I listened to the whole thing. And man, what a phenomenal conversation. I think one of the coolest things that I have recognized lately is that everybody who I personally view as successful or as have, you know, as someone who has done something meaningful, they pretty much all have come from some sort of struggle, like some just kind of trash situation. If you listen to Goggins, you know that he grew up in a racist town. He dealt with abuse in his home. He was overweight, joined the military, had heart surgeries, you know, failed different tests to see if he could get into the military multiple times. Like, the dude went through the ringer. He had ADHD, ADD, learning challenges, just as so many people do have. Like, we all have our different challenges that we face, right? But he, instead of just saying like, oh, screw it, I guess this is my life and there's nothing I can do about it, he's overcome every bit of adversity that he's faced in his life. And what was interesting to me is that, you know, though now he's got millions and millions of dollars and is successful by all society's measures, he talks about the fact that every single day he is still battling for what it is that he wants. And I thought that was unbelievable. Unbelievable is not the right word. I actually try to not use unbelievable because everything is believable. If it exists, it's believable. But anyway, point being, he continues to face the friction. And Huberman has, you know, his own story. It sounds like he was kind of a little bit of a troublemaker as a kid, maybe ended up getting arrested or at some point in time. I don't know. But point being, you know, this dude has been through some stuff as well. And now he's, you know, one of the most respected neuroscientists that I'm aware of for sure. And the list is long, right? I could name person after person who has done anything meaningful or valuable with their life. And they've certainly faced challenges. And I think that's just really cool because no matter what you've gone through, no matter what you're going through right now, there is always a light at the end of that tunnel. There is always another side to the adversity. So keep going. And like I said, the one of the goals of this year is just to build that anterior mid-cingulate cortex. And what that is that's the part of your brain that is responsible for willpower. It's where willpower lives. It's maybe even where the will to live lives. And again, I'm not a scientist. That was verbatim what was said on the podcast. But that struck me because, you know, when I look at my own experience and my resistance to doing certain things, I find that those are the exact things that I should do. And, you know, it's a daily choice that we, it's a daily opportunity to make a choice to, instead of avoiding those things, distracting yourself with social media or sitting on the couch watching TV, YouTube, whatever, right? You could distract yourself with a number of different things. Instead of distracting yourself, just do the thing. they talked about how doing hard things is not about cold plunging or going for a run or lifting heavy weights. Like, that's not really what doing hard things means for everyone, because the reality is, like, for myself, I actually enjoy the cold plunge and I enjoy training. So doing those things is not going to build my anterior mid-cingulate cortex. But when you want to build that part of your brain, you must do things that you don't want to do, that you don't enjoy doing. And that is how you build that part of your brain. So I don't know exactly what it's going to look like just yet, which is a beautiful thing. I'm going to let it look like what it's supposed to look like. But I want to build that part of my brain this year. And I would challenge you to do the same thing. You know, you face those things. There are those things you know you don't want to do. Send the cold email. Make the cold call. Call the insurance company. Just do it. And you will be better off for it. So this episode, I'm going to talk about 2023, some of the things I learned, and I'm going to talk about my race prep for the Houston Marathon, because it has without a doubt been one of the most enjoyable, you know, at this point we're 14 and a half weeks in, and I've really enjoyed these last few months, because for me, it's been a process of establishing new baselines for what's possible. You know, when I reflect on my preparation for the Dallas Marathon last year, or 2 years ago now, in 2022, I was running probably 30 to 40 miles a week on average. My highest weekly mileage, I think, was like 47. Definitely dealt with some bumps and bruises, but there were some things in life that were enjoyable things that caused me to need to restructure days that I was training, doing 20 mile runs, just not a ton of consistency from the standpoint of when I was doing things. The work always got done, but the body craves consistency. And this prep, I have, you know, I've executed on every workout. I have done them on the days that they were prescribed, as opposed to maybe doing a 20 mile run on a Thursday. Every long run I did was either on Saturday or Sunday, which, you know, from the standpoint of the body craving that consistency, like, my body has certainly gotten that, and I can tell that that's made a difference. You know, not only that, but I've run, at this point, I've run roughly 60 miles every week for the last 8 to 10 weeks, which is new for me and feels really good, because, like I said, I've been able to establish a new kind of baseline for what's possible. And if you would have asked me, what is this, 2024, if you would have asked me 7 years ago, hey Jackson, do you think you could run 60 miles in a week, I would have looked at you like you had 10 heads. And now, you know, it's been 10 weeks that I've done that. And so that feels really good to establish a new understanding of what's possible. Same thing goes for the pacing, and learning that, you know, I'm about 200 pounds, but I still have the ability to move relatively quickly. And so just a lot of learning in that process, a lot of consistency. One thing I appreciate so much about this prep and about the growth that I've experienced over the last year is, last marathon prep, I feel like I was incredibly rigid. And, you know, I mentioned a second ago that, like, I was flexible with moving stuff around and doing it on different days, but I just think I was a less enjoyable version of myself. And I think Caitlin would probably say the same thing. But this time, I feel like I've just been so much of a better version of myself. And I think a lot of that comes from, honestly, going to therapy over the summer and kind of doing an audit on my relationship with training and food and how I was operating, which, you know, honestly, if I look at the last 7 years, 6 years of my life, it's been questionable at times, my relationship with exercise and food. And I think, you know, we all have our vices and we all have things that we might use to escape or distract ourselves from reality. And I think for a period of time, exercise was that for me. And to now feel that it is not that way, but it's just truly something that I love doing, and am able to do and thankful to have a body that's healthy and able to do this kind of stuff. Like, it's just a blessing, man. But, you know, one of my biggest takeaways from therapy was the fact that just because you're physically fit does not mean that you are healthy. It doesn't mean that you take care of yourself. It just means that you probably look decent with or without a shirt on, which is cool. But in my opinion, looking good without a shirt is really not enough. And, you know, I also think life is a little too short to not enjoy chocolate or pizza or a burger and fries or whatever it is that you like. I know for me, I got a bad sweet tooth. And so rather than obsess over every calorie and making sure that it's just, you know, broccoli or spinach or what have you, but actually just enjoying like a high quality burger on a good sourdough bun or some pizza with some real ingredients on it, whatever it may be, right? Like, life is too short to not enjoy all the wonderful things that life has to offer. So yeah, I've kind of been all over the place so far, but I guess to recap 2023, I shared an Instagram post just the other day about some of the things that I learned and what I'm grateful for. And, you know, I'll kind of go back through that and just say that 2023 was a year where I really stopped being anything other than who I feel like I'm called to be, which for a number of years, I feel like everything I was doing was to be this version of myself that was, you know, by my perception, expected of me by from other people. And I want to be very clear in saying that, like, it was my perception that others expected something of me. And I think that if you're somebody who feels like you are behaving in a way that other people want you to behave, I would first look at who has told you that you have to behave that way. Because when I started being who I wanted to be, I actually was met with love and support. And that was something that, honestly, I didn't expect or anticipate. But it was, you know, kind of an amazing thing to be met with that. So if you feel like you are trying to do something to please someone else, A, stop people pleasing, but B, really take a moment to consider, does that person actually expect that of you? And so, yeah, you know, 2023, I left my corporate gig, walked away from selling software and went all in on the walk-on mentality, which the walk-on mentality is podcasts. It's a newsletter, the weekly walk-on. I've got a coaching business. It's a lot of different things, but the number one thing that it is it's a mindset that allows us to remove self-imposed limitations from our lives. And my mission with the walk-on mentality is to empower as many people as possible to remove those self-imposed limitations from their life. And it's funny because I think with any business or with most businesses, the people who start the business, they're trying to solve a problem that they themselves faced at a certain point in time. And for me, I had put self-imposed limitations on myself for a very long time. You know, looking back at my college football career, I didn't really think I was all that good. And somehow I was, you know, starting, and somehow I was a captain. And then, you know, you get into corporate America and these different sales environments, I always felt like I could get jobs, but, you know, what I always really wanted was to do my own thing and to help people explore what's possible for them. But for some reason, I never would just fully own that. And, you know, I finally started owning it, and it's still pretty fresh. I mean, I'm 4 months, September, October, November, December. Yeah, I'm a little under 4 months of being, you know, full-time with the walk-on mentality. But what I've seen is the more authentic you are, the more true to yourself, and the more you are who you were called to be, the more opportunities you will have to be that around other people, and not just any other people, but around the right type of people. Being yourself is going to draw the people who you want in your life to you. And I firmly believe that. I mentioned therapy in there. Therapy, my experience with therapy was one of the most unreal experiences in my life. And the first time I spoke with a therapist was in late 2022. I did about 4 or 5 sessions, virtual sessions with this lady. And it was helpful, but you know, at a certain point in time, I just didn't really feel like it was exactly what I needed. And then I had the opportunity to go to an intensive counseling retreat, which was a 3-day retreat with a clinical psychologist who was unbelievable. And on, let's call it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm pretty sure those were the days. But yeah, let's call it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We were just in the trenches unpacking the past, unpacking the present, talking about the future, doing, different exercises to tap into different parts of my brain and just like talking about everything. And I think that if you're curious about therapy, if you feel like you want to see somebody, but you're scared or think it's weak or whatever, like kick that to the curb and find somebody that feels right for you, because it will change your life. Undoubtedly, it'll change your life. And when I left therapy, I just felt like my mind was completely rewired, which, it's funny, people talk about feeling stuck, and I probably would have never said I was stuck, but I was 100% stuck before I went to therapy. Came back from therapy, invested in a coach. And coaching is another resource that'll change your life. I think about if you're an athlete, you had coaches your whole life. And their job was to help set you up for success. It's the same thing if you get a business coach, if you get a personal coach, if you get a creative coach, like whatever you're doing, there's probably a coach that exists to help you maximize your potential in that realm. And if you are interested in, utilizing a resource like that can help you take your game to the next level, like it's out there. And for me personally, I feel like, going to therapy in June, in a way, really was kind of the start of a new chapter. It was a mid-year start to a new chapter in my life, because I came out of that experience with a completely new view and mindset around pretty much everything in my life. And honestly, diving into all the topics is probably a different discussion for a different day, but just know that if you feel like you're in a rut, if you feel like you're stuck, if you feel like you can't figure out why you think the way you think or what to do with yourself, like, you can. So, incredibly valuable resource. So now I'm gonna get into a few key takeaways from the year of 2023. And these 5 takeaways are not all takeaways of mine. They're takeaways from my family. We were having a discussion on the morning after Christmas. But what I find and what I really appreciate about these 5 takeaways is that, they're takeaways from me, Kaylin, my sister, my mom, and my dad. And what that means to me is that regardless of your age, you can always be learning, whether you're 18, 25, 38, or 60. You can always learn, you can always evolve, and you can always apply new things to your life. And so I'll start with what my sister said. 1, it's never too late to start. This is so true in so many different areas of our lives. It's never too late to start your dream business. It's never too late to start working on your physical body or your mindset. It's never too late to get sober. It's never too late to heal from a past experience. It's never too late to forgive someone. there are so many things in our lives where we may feel like, oh, if I don't do it now, then I never will. But the reality is you're right where you're supposed to be, and it's never too late to start something that you want to start. So keep going. And if you have that thing that you do want to start, start it. It doesn't mean that you have to burn all the ships. I'm definitely not saying that. But just get started. Number two was my mom. We decide how we feel in all circumstances. Man, is this powerful. There's only so many things in our lives that we actually can't control. There's many things that we don't get to control, but they happen. And you have the opportunity to feel like things are happening to you or like things are happening for you. Somebody rubs you wrong way. Somebody rubs you the wrong way. You can let it ruin your day, or you can brush it off your shoulders like Hove and brush your shoulders off. Dirt off your shoulder, rather. But point being, no matter what it is that you're experiencing, you have control over your mind and you get to decide how things impact you. That doesn't mean that some things aren't ideal, but regardless of what you're going through, you get to decide how you view the situation. So think positively in all circumstances, look for the silver lining, and again, keep going. Number three, from my OG, God's timing is always perfect. He spoke about how he got a recent promotion, and for a certain period of time, before the promotion, he was like, man, what do I need to do to prove that there's more that I can be doing? Obviously my company loves me, whatever, but what else can I be doing to get even more responsibility than I currently have? Which, you know, I thought that in itself is cool, because, you know, I'm not going to share it too much, but like, my dad's done great and is, you know, got a great position in his company, whatever. But even at his age and the stage of his career, he's still looking for ways to go the extra mile and to show what he brings to the table. And that's just a testament to the fact that no matter what you've done, like, you can always be continuing to sharpen your sword and to hone your craft. And you also benefit greatly by trusting the process and trusting God's timing, because his timing is perfect and his plan for you is already written out. And so it's up to us to just continue to operate and work in the way that he's called us to work, and trust that the opportunities that we're supposed to have, those doors will be opened at the right time, and we can rest easy knowing that. Number four, from Kaylin. Listen, be open and be courageous. This was fire. I wish she was on here right now to actually say it, because she said it so beautifully. But, you know, the summary, the idea, the theme was, listen, you're going to see the signs. You're going to have opportunities. Things are going to be presented to you. God's going to show you the road, so to speak. Be open. Be open when those opportunities present themselves. When people invite you into spaces that you feel like you want to be in, but maybe you don't feel like you're qualified to be in them. Like, be open to what's possible. Think big. And be courageous, because the reality is, living a big life, achieving big goals, doing these incredible things that you so greatly desire to do and have the capacity to do, requires courage. Nothing worth doing is easy, and everything worth doing is doing right, which takes courage, you know. So listen, be open, and be courageous. And myself, you know, life is too short to not go for it. We're given one life. We're not promised any amount of time on this earth. So how would you live if you knew that tomorrow was your last day? What would you work on? Who would you spend your time with? What would you like live as if tomorrow was your last day, every single day, and live so that when you are laying in whatever bed you're in, or you know, the analogy, like laying in the deathbed. I don't want to use that. But on your last day, you want to be able to look back and have no what ifs. No, what if I did this? What if I did that? What if I told this person I love them? What if I tried to build that business? What if I signed up for that race? Like, live life with no what ifs, because life is simply too short to not give it everything you got. And honestly, life is such that the only thing that comes from any decision you make is an opportunity to learn. And, you know, the more curious we are, the more open we are to what's possible, I think the more fulfillment and joy we'll experience in our lives. Obviously, don't do anything dumb that's going to put you in jail, because you don't want to have to learn from that. But you get my point. Like, people talk about failure, and it's like, what is failure? Is failure not having success on your first try, but then trying again with what you learned and then having success? Or is it just not trying and then never knowing what was possible? And honestly, that's probably not super articulately put, but I think you get my point that, like, we're given one life, and we would be foolish to not make it the best experience possible. So those are five powerful thoughts, keys, things that we're taking from 2023 that I'm certainly going to be using as the year 2024 goes on. And like I said, there's plenty more. And I know that you listening probably had your own takeaways as well. But the reality is 24 is going to be whatever we decide to make it. It can be the best year of our lives so far, or it can just be another trip through the simulation. And, you know, I intend to make it a very special year. So I appreciate you guys tuning in. If you've made it this far, Godspeed to you. That's unbelievable. Hearing me talk for 30 minutes is a wild ride. So thank you for listening. I'm really excited to do more of this in 2024. I'm excited to hopefully connect with more of you guys in 2024. I'm just excited to see what God has in store, because I know it's great, and I know it's great for you too. So, as I always say, man, there is no limits to what you can accomplish when you believe and are willing to do the work. So, let's make it a great year. I appreciate you guys. All love.